Now, more Cap and Haw on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus.
We will open it up for a question unless you want to say a couple things.
No, I'm going to take some questions.
Bobby Portis started everything by saying, I brought you all donuts.
Yeah,
smart move.
So, Mike McGee brought us donuts today.
Smart move there, too.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
you, Mike.
It. Mike
nice
McGee
guy.
From the fire. Very nice young man.
Yeah.
312-235-2525. Are you a state fair type guy?
I have been. I've not been to the state. Not really.
Never been to the Indiana State Fair?
Nope.
Because when I was in college.
Oh, wait, I take that back. Yeah, once.
Because when I was in college, the Minnesota State Fair was right across the street from Mark's school. Like kitty corner, maybe, you know, a 2-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at the state fairgrounds hockey arena where our team played. I ran the penalty box door.
Mm-hmm.
So let guys in and out. We had a bunch of NHL players from high schools that would play there that I would work. Anyway, the most insane food at a state fair anywhere in the country is the Minnesota State Fair.
You can get some pretty crazy food at state fairs. County fairs, too.
So Jordan Burnfield just tweeted this.
Yeah.
The new item at the Minnesota State Fair, deep fried ribs.
Oh.
They look so amazingly good.
So amazingly bad for you.
Oh, horrible. I don't know if I'd ever eat them. Yeah, they now have prime rib to go. Made with thinly sliced prime rib, sauteed peppers, onions, and optional mushrooms in a soft bread cone for easy one-handed eating.
Oh.
One-hand eating.
Nothing better than the elephant ear.
It's an elephant ear.
Elephant ear, how would you describe an elephant ear? You guys know what I'm talking about? This is just an Indiana thing growing up.
You Wait, get is that these... a dessert thing? You put powdered sugar
yeah,
on it?
Yeah. Yes, powdered I know what sugar it is. With like, how would you describe just deep
it's like
fried?
Like a deep fried dough.
Deep fried donut, the dough.
It's like,
yeah.
like an ear shaped thing.
Yeah,
I know what
and
it is.
It's like massive. You know, it's like big, you're, big as Dumbo's ear.
Yeah.
An elephant ear.
Yeah.
And you just go to the fair and you get the elephant ear and you just, yeah, you eat that. Every year, that was the best thing to look forward to.
Okay, so if I said to you, you could have any meal you wanted today, like your top four things, and
it,
you won't gain any weight, and it okay. won't affect your cholesterol, your blood pressure. You got a hall pass for one, like, massive eating orgy.
Like, meat, just a meal? Not at a fair. Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Oh, I think that...
Like, you can have four or five different things.
I really like fried chicken.
Really?
Yeah. I really like fried chicken, and I don't really eat it that much anymore, but I really like fried chicken. So if I could have unlimited amounts of fried chicken, that would be it. And I would still be eating fried chicken.
Like I would have a slice of deep dish pizza.
Yeah, that's good.
Slice of deep dish Lou's. I would have a hot dog from Superdog with fries.
I'm not a big hot dog guy.
Superdog or Michael's in Highland Park. Michael's is phenomenal.
Yeah.
With their fries, get a Michael's hot dog with fries or Mike's Bites. I would get probably a big steak and then top it off with a rainbow cone. You ever had a rainbow cone? Rainbow cones are ridiculous.
From where?
They're on 67th and Western, I
think. What do you
mean
a rainbow cone?
Six different kinds.
I know it's been very vogue this week, but what do you mean, like, in terms of... What kind of rainbow cone
rainbow
are you referring
cone,
to?
Hold on a second. A rainbow cone, they're like been around for 80 years in Chicago. Rainbow cone. You punch in the word rainbow, that's first thing. But original rainbow cone is located 9233 there. Southwestern
All right,
Avenue.
That's good.
It's got orange sherbet, pistachio, Palmer House, which is New York vanilla with cherries and walnuts, strawberry, and chocolate all in one cone.
Oh. That does sound pretty good.
Oh,
I'd have
phenomenal.
All right, so I'd have as much fried chicken as I could probably eat without, you know, getting too full. Onion rings. Onion rings are the best.
I'm not an onion ring guy.
Onion rings are the best.
Gotta tell you.
Again, things I don't have much of anymore. You'd have to have some sort of fruit or vegetable, wouldn't you, to kind of at least give the appearance of balance? So maybe...
No, because I gave you a hall pass of no cholesterol, blood
pressure,
weight problems.
You ever have cinnamon jello growing up?
Cinnamon what?
Cinnamon jello.
Never even heard of it.
I think my mom used to make cinnamon jello.
Yeah,
applesauce.
Exactly.
What?
He just said to me, what the hell do these people eat in Indiana? Cinnamon jello.
Cinnamon jello, elephant ears.
Cinnamon jello. You put like applesauce and cinnamon jello. It's like a thing. Yeah, we used to have it all the time. It's really good. It's good. And nothing better than the peanut butter parfait. Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I like Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I could go for some ribs from one of two places.
Ribs are so messy, though.
They are.
I mean, they're so messy.
Carson's has very good ribs and a place called Twin Anchors. Huh. Yeah. Awfully good.
Twin Anchors, huh? I have not had the pleasure. Yeah, I'm not a big rib guy. I don't eat that much steak anymore either.
We don't either.
We eat a lot of, you know, supposedly healthy things.
Yeah, we had, I cooked dinner on Sunday night.
No fun anymore.
I cooked dinner Sunday night.
Yeah.
So Garrett, Brett, and Nick had steak. Mindy and I had chicken breast.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
I know. Grilled, too. Not breaded. Not breaded anymore.
I grilled it. Made a tomato mozzarella salad with some basil.
That sounds good.
It was delicious.
Like fish. You know, I mean, fish. How much salmon can one man eat?
Correct.
It's great.
And then
you
I made it.
You put a little lemon on it. You put a little butter on it. You put all that stuff on it. But, you know, sometimes you just really want the deep fried perch.
Here was a great side that I made for the dinner. I took sugar snap peas. Mm-hmm. Vidalia onion. I took shrimp, and I put all that in with some chipotle hot pepper, chipotle hot olive oil,
uh-huh.
and black pepper,
uh-huh.
and sautéed it all together. Oh,
we're getting some text 507 from minute. Let's see, casserole on a stick at a fair.
Casserole.
The state fair in Minnesota. Casserole on a stick. Iowa State Fair. This can't be true. Deep fried butter. Deep fried butter. How do you deep fry butter?
Ian, how do you eat that? Well, they have deep fried ice cream. I still don't know how you do that.
That's a good question. You guys should try atomic cake. What's atomic cake?
I don't know.
Oh, this guy, 847, original recipe, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, heaven. Now, last night, I have to say this. Not a big dessert guy, but it was my son's birthday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
so
Blair.
So after years.
Garrett's is Friday.
He just turned 15, uh-huh. So he's 15. And, you know, I always said that his birthday every summer was, I loved it. It was like a great highlight of the summer. You know, you have the big party when the kids are growing up.
Yep.
And we used to always get him an ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a June birthday. You get him an ice cream cake. You have his friends over. You have your family over. You got a pool. Great. Party, right? And it's culminated. You bring out the ice cream cake. You know what he says to me on Sunday, day before his birthday? Blair, what do you want this year? What do you kind of? You're going to get the ice cream cake? Because, you know, you look forward to that, right? Never really liked the ice cream cake, Dad.
I love it. You're like, what?
Really? I mean, his mom and I are like, huh? You didn't like the ice cream cake all these years later. You're 15 years old. For the first 13 out of his first 14 birthday parties, probably we had the ice cream cake.
Now
he tells us when he's 15, probably feeling a little more independent, a little more, he hits the growth spurt. He's feeling like, you know,
young man now.
Didn't like the ice cream cake. Okay, what do you want, hotshot? Coconut cake. So last night.
That sounds really good.
It was really good. So we go to my wife, we walk in after his hockey practice. You know, it's 9 o'clock and we're eating coconut cake. And it was good.
I'll bet it was
really good. Oh, it was rich and it was moist and it was really,
by the way,
really good.
Atomic cake.
What is it?
One layer banana or yellow cake, one layer chocolate cake, one layer white cake, fresh banana slice, one small box of Jell-O banana pudding, fresh strawberry sliced, grated chocolate, small box Jell-O chocolate pudding, small box Jell-O vanilla pudding,
that sounds good.
And whipped cream.
That sounds good.
Okay, that is.
That sounds atomically delicious. We got to get to line one, though, because they're answering a question that we asked. Adam is in Springfield. Good morning, Adam.
No, it's actually Ed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Sorry, Ed.
Hi, both of you. Hi, nice to be on the air here.
Good.
Yes, they do make deep-fried butter. I've seen it on the Travel Channel down in Texas at their state fair near the...
Have you tasted it?
No, they don't. I don't recall them having it at the Illinois State Fair.
Okay.
And you talk about, and of course, the best you know, my cousins have a stand down here at the State Fair of Roses that have corn dogs. Some of the best ones.
Oh, corn dogs. Oh, I like corn dogs. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the info.
Corn dogs are good.
Yeah. You little, okay, what's your sauce, though, with the corn dog?
Mustard. Yellow mustard.
I kind of like the ketchup. Yeah, I still like ketchup corn dog. Okay, Darren in Iowa, real quick. Darren, welcome to Cap and Hall.
Hey, good morning. Cap was talking about fried ice cream. You know, I worked for Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream out of Lamaze, Iowa. I'm sure you both heard of Blue Bunny.
Yeah.
Well, fried ice cream is like a scoop of ice cream. And what they do is they put it through a freezer. And then they put cornflakes on it. And they call that fried ice cream.
So it's not deep fried?
No, it's not deep fried. No. They put cornflakes on it. It's called a fried ice cream, but actually it's not. That's what they call it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that, Darren.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Buddy.
It's good info.
By the way, one slice of atomic cake, a small piece, calories. It's a 4-ounce slice, 295 calories. That's all.
That can't be right. That can't be right. It's got to be 1,295.
It says 295.
That can't be right.
My Fitness Pal.
That sounds too low.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
What is this? Cooking with Cap and Haw? 630.
Yeah, a little bit. It is.
319. Cap and Haw turning into the cooking channel. That's whack, bro. That's tomorrow, 11:25, Wednesdays. Thanks for the reminder. We had fun at your expense last week, pal.
You did?
Yeah. Sorry. A little bit. Right. Nothing that mean. It was just some good fun.
Wintrust loves good rivalry. Who doesn't? I know I do. Here in Chicago, we've got one of the best. Cub Sox, Northside, Southside, Blue Black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago. Decide for your side with the Cubs or White Sox checking account from your local Wintrust community bank. It even comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card, so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. How cool is that? Plus, you can cheer for your team by tweeting or Instagram with hashtag DecideCubs or hashtag DecideSox. When you choose, either online or in the bank, you'll help Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online, see whose fans are cheering the loudest, and learn more at Wintrust.com/YouDecide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Bank, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks, used with permission, member FDIC. Quick timeout, be right back.